We begin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Mem Bei Siv Vav. Shnayim Shiyash Mel Shulchan. Two people are sitting at a table. Afilu Kol Echad Kara Shulfanav. Even though each one of them has a plate in front of him, a Bimina Peris Shiyash Lekol Echad Chelk Lefanav. Each one has his own portion of fruit. Mikamak Magal Pashiyat Chila. The person who is the leading the table, who's the most important person at the table. Or, says the Behetiv, somebody is the host. Because we know that the Gemara says that how does something become ours? By us making a bracha. So if I'm a host and I'm inviting people to eat in my home, and obviously I want to serve them food that belongs to me, I, the host, by making the bracha, make that food mine. And therefore, it's appropriate at that point that I could ask somebody else, I could invite somebody else to eat from that food. If somebody begins to eat before the person who's supposed to eat first eats, I raise their gargoyle. Siv Zayin Shnaim Shoichum B'Toch Kara Achas. If two people are eating from one plate, V'Hifsek Echem Alecha K'day Lishtois Lasses Eitzot of a Cotton, and one stops his eating or drinking for whatever reason, Derech Eretzu Shagam Hasheni Yamtum Alov. It's appropriate that the other person should wait. Avom Heim Shloisha. If the three people eating together, ein paiskin, ein ashnayim paiskin mishvachad, two don't have to stop because of one. But this halacha, says the Kav HaChaim, is only when we're all eating from one serving dish in the middle of the table. If each one of us has our own plate and our own portion on our plate, this halacha doesn't apply. Sivches ois adam tzrocha b'pas, a person could use bread to help him eat. However, hani mili d'leim v'masbei, something that doesn't make the bread repulsive. Av amidin v'masbe, if it makes the bread repulsive, loy. Helkach ein soimchim b'yasakari imileya, dover. You can't use bread to support a plate that's full, shem yipal al pasimos, that if it falls on the bread, it will make the bread repulsive. Kshoichlan is a tashlum chatichas pas. If somebody's eating some a food with bread, and the bread is serving as a spoon, eat the food with that piece of bread. Whatever left over from the bread, eat the bread up that's left over. One may not throw bread, I feel a makom shein in the messes, even in a place where it won't get repulsive. Just throwing the bread is not nice. When we talk about other types of fruit, in the masmai de zrika, if they become repulsive through throwing, os lazarkin, one should not throw them. Avol, im ein in the masim, if they don't become repulsive, if they don't become repulsive. Like walnuts, mutter may be thrown. One should not sit on a bag full of fruit. To become repulsive that way. One should not use wine to wash one's hands, or b'shar mashkin, or any other type of beverage besides water. Mishum b'zayin. Shiroya oichel is oichel munach el aretz. We see food on the earth. Tzarech labiyai, one should pick it up. Machu shiroi la'adam, food that's edible to humans. Ein machilai se'ele behema, should not be served to animals. B'shem bizi oichlim. If the food on the floor is something that you don't want to touch, you don't want to pick up, you may use your legs, your feet, to move the food out of the way. Sif yud. In tzarech lasas ezer fu b'pas, one has to use bread for a four, a b'shad of a machel, or other type of food that's used for a medicine purpose, apish nimis b'kach, even though it may not be the nicest way to treat the food, but if you're doing it l'tzayruch refuah for medical reasons, mutter, it's permissible. Sif yura zayin, yizor m'moyed b'peruim, one should be most careful with crumbs, sh'yila yizrukim, one should not throw crumbs away. The kashil anis, that could chas v'sholem bring poverty. Ali kapsem, gather them, yitain loifes, and give them to bird. However, the paiskim say that if the bother of collecting the leftovers and the crumbs and then finding somebody to take it, particularly when you have a wedding or anything like that, and it's so complicated. And it's so complicated to know what to do with those crumbs and those leftover foods, and it's just easier to dispose them. They may be disposed of. Sif Yud Beis. Hashoy Samayim. Somebody drinks water. Lo Yishtem b'fnei Rabim. He should not drink them in front of a large group of people. A Yapuk Panif should turn his face around. The Birka Yosef and the Kavachaim say that this halacha doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. B'shar mashkin, but if it's other beverages, ain't tzarich la'afafanov, this halacha doesn't apply by other beverages. Sif yud geiz, yud gimel, ain't mistak l'fnei oichel, one should not look at somebody as they are eating, v'lo b'chelka shalafanov, nor the portion that's in front of him, k'day shaloi levai shoy, and that's going to embarrass him. But that's only if somebody's eating and he's a guest and he's not getting paid and he's not paying to eat. So it's embarrassing. I'm looking as if I'm not satisfied. I can't forgive that this person is eating. But if the person is eating in his own home or a person is eating in a place and he's paying for the food, then this halacha doesn't apply. Also, if somebody is observing how somebody else is eating, so he should know halacha, how one is supposed to eat and drink, then it's permissible to observe, to learn. Sif yudal kamacha o mashke shemivin lefnei adam. Any food or beverage that's brought in front of a person, sheish lei reyach, that has a nice aroma, v'adam toiv loy, and causes that a person should have appetite, desire to eat it, tzorach litin lemen meyat, dovem mumit lamashamish. You have to give the waiter who gets that appetite, the food immediately. The fish mazak l'adam, it's dangerous. The person shroil for the machal, the person should see a food, shumas avaloi, that he desires to eat, and we don't give it to him. Sif tezvav, la'yitan adam lechol, one may not serve food, elamishi yedeboi, unless you know the person that you're serving to, yitel vivarach. And this is a very complicated halacha. So certainly all the poskim say that we have to give the person the opportunity to be able to eat the food in a halachically permissible manner. So we should make sure that there's where to wash if we're serving a sandwich with bread. We should make sure that the person has the opportunity to make a bracha. If possible, and you're concerned that the person who is eating in your home will not make a bracha, you should make the bracha, whether it's a bracha rishona or bracha achrona. Like that, you won't have the problem that you cause somebody not to be able to eat without a bracha. However, what happens if somebody has a restaurant and there are people that come to eat in the restaurant that don't make a bracha and don't wash before they eat? How may I serve them? So it's certainly not considered, say, to poskim, a situation of lifnei evil esitim mechshol, because I'm not the only restaurant in town. And if I won't serve them, they will still have where to eat. It's also not considered a situation of messiah. And the reason why it's not considered messiah is because I'm not actually helping him do the Aveira as he's doing the Aveira. I'm just serving him the food. And then the fact that he chooses not to make a bracha or he chooses not to wash is not something that I actively did. The Paiskim also say, Rabbi Huda also says, that if it's a situation where the food is being sold, it's not that I'm giving to the person the food for free, so it becomes no more than a business transaction, and that's why we could be more lenient. Tesif Tezayin, Isha Shem Bali Ima, a woman whose husband is not with her, and like Lish Tashan, should not drink wine. V'hi, V'mhi B'makam Acher, Shloi B'beis Up, but if she's elsewhere, not at home, Afilam Bali Ima, even if her husband's with her, Asura Lish Tais, she shouldn't drink. V'wad in Shamash, Kamashakim, other intoxicating beverages, However, from Hirigil Elisha Shayim Fnei Bala, if she, it's customary, she always drinks wine together with her husband, then Mutalishtas Machlev Fnei Bala, you could serve her a small amount of wine, even though her husband is not there. Sif Yudzayin, Osel Orchem Little Klum Machlefneim, guest may not take anything that's available to them. They tend to give it biyabnoi or bita shabalabayis, to give it to the children of the host. We need to be concerned that I really don't have enough food. And now, by giving away this food, you could cause an embarrassment that there isn't enough food in the home available. If you come to a home and you see there's Baruch Hashem, an abundance of food on the table, then it's mutter. If somebody enters a home, he shouldn't say, Tnuli lechol, serve me some, please serve me food. Wait at Shiyomer Lahem until you are invited. If somebody should not eat in a home that doesn't have enough food, and the same halacha applies that if you have, you come to the home of somebody, but the host is very stingy, and this person, and you know that when you're eating in his home, it's really bothering him that you're eating his food, then don't eat in that home. Shizavak gezel. Even though you were invited, but it's not a sincere invitation. It's considered a significant sin. And it's difficult to do tshuva on this sin. Sif yotes. One should not leave his place. Before he says Birchas Hamazon, even though it's your intention to come back, one should wait at the table until he finishes the meal, or if there's a pressing need, there's a mitzvah that could only be done right now, or he's escorting somebody out, which is a big mitzvah to escort your guests. If there is a mitzvah that comes up, and it's a mitzvah that takes a little while to do, what is better is to say Birchas Hamazon, even though you haven't finished your meal, and then come back, wash again, with an atilas yadayim, and make a hamotzi, and start eating again. Even to go to another room, ligma sharam sadosai, where you're going to complete your meal there. Or you're going to go to that room and eat part of your meal there, and then come back to this room to complete the meal. Yesh lizm is one should avoid that. But if one did leave, whether he's going to complete the meal in the place where he went to, or he comes back here to finish his meal, he does not have to say hamaitzi again. The kivin shekavu sudas alapas, since he started the meal with the hamaitzi, api shishina mekayma, even though he didn't sit here for the duration of the meal, it's all considered one long meal. Rak shizal lechol chapachas pas. You should eat a kazayis pas. B'makom shivarach brichas hamazon, the place where he's going to say brichas hamazon. Avashadvarm. This is a halacha that only applies to bread. That if you had a mind to finish the meal elsewhere, and you eat some bread elsewhere, then the halacha is you could say Birchas Hamazon in that other place. By other foods, b'shadvar, by other foods, enokein, you don't have such a halachic option.